amen. Y'all need a little help, y'all say amen on that one, and I'll preach on this one, okay? Are you glad to be in church tonight? Say amen. I'm telling you, I was thinking on the way, we passed the hospital in Villa Rica, and I thought, thank God I ain't there. We come on toward Carrollton, got on the right by the jail, and I thought, well, thank God I ain't there. Come by a funeral home, parking lot full of cars, and I thought, thank God, I ain't there. So I sure am glad to be here. Amen. Boy, we sure appreciate the invitation to be, been trying to get down here for 5 or 6 years and finally made it. And I told Brother Ken, I'm a little nervous because I feel too comfortable. I feel like I'm at home. My wife tells me I travel quite a bit. My wife tells me don't act like you do when you're at home. Amen. When you're home, you just feel loose, you know. And it feels like home in here tonight. How many of y'all enjoy that singing? Wave at me. Now that wasn't singing right there. That was singing, and we love singing. Hey, that was top notch. You ain't gonna get that just everywhere. Amen. Thank God it wasn't a bunch of jungle funk. Man, that was Christ. Yep. That was Christ exalting, man. I'm telling you, boy, I'd ought to stir you that song about Isaac now. Brother, I've been there. I've been there when my boy was in a coma. I crawled out of the bed in the Ronald McDonald House and I told God off. I did. I pointed my finger toward heaven and said, how dare you? I travel this country and try to serve you and you gonna take my boy? I'll never preach again. I'm done. God had my Isaac over there in the ICU. Later that night in the wee hours, I woke up with tears running down my face. And I said, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. And God in heaven said, son, I know. I know you didn't mean that. I said, God, I ain't going to make no foolish promises, but if you have to take my son, I'll do my best to keep serving you. Early that morning, my boy come out of that coma. God said I wasn't after Levi. I was after a little bit more of you. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God for that good singing tonight. Hebrews chapter number 12. If y'all don't care, I'm going to take a text tonight and just throw a fit for a little while. Hey, we ought to be happy tonight to be in church. The name of our church is Happy Valley. I tell them all the time, if y'all don't smile, we're going to have to change the name to Grumpy Valley Baptist Church. I heard about a fella driving down the road and he had a good CD in the car. And you ever had Jesus get in the car with you? And just get to crying and snotting. Can we say snotting down here in Bowden? Amen. Crying and snotting and beating on the steering wheel. He is just having himself a time. He didn't realize it, but the light in front of him had turned red. And he was caught up in the glory and he just hit this car in the rear end. He looked through the back window of that car and the guy's head was about that big around. And boy, oh no. This guy's going to beat my brains out. What am I going to do? He locked the doors. All of a sudden, sure enough, the door of that car flew open and little old dwarf about that high got out. He had been sitting on phone books and he waddled over the car and the guy was so scared. Then when he saw the midget, he got tickled. The little midget waddled over and he tapped on the window. He rolled down the window and the little dwarf said, I'm not happy. The good Christian brother looked back at him and said, well, which one are you? Amen. We ought to have some happy about us tonight. Amen. Thank God. Hebrews chapter number 12. Let's look at verse number 1 together. The apostle said, wherefore seeing, we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. I could stop right there, just have recess and shout a while. Heaven's sounding better all the time. I believe there's a cheering crowd in heaven tonight. I don't know if they can see everything that's going on. I do know the Bible said all heaven rejoices when a sinner repents. So there are some things they're allowed to see, I believe. I believe there's a crowd in heaven saying, preach, preach, hallelujah, preach, amen. Thank God for that cloud of witnesses. I can't find my place. He says, let us lay aside every weight
in the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us, say the word with me, run with patience the race that is set before us. Let's pray. Father, as we come to You tonight in Jesus' name, God, thank You for a good and a glorious day. Thank You for this good church, God. Lord, where people still worship You. And Lord God, it's not about getting in the flesh and having a concert, but Lord, it's about just gathering around the things of God and exalting the Savior. Thank You, God, for the freshness of this place. Lord God, we pray that You'd touch in this preaching hour. God, put Your words in our mouth. Touch our lips. Use us to be a help and a blessing to somebody. And we'll thank You and we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Some time ago, I was invited. I had a boy that I grew up with. He's in my church now. And the fella who led me to the Lord had died, Brother Jay Bice. I don't know if anybody ever knew Brother Jay. But Brother Jay led me to Christ, and he died and was at the funeral home, and his nephew was this guy that I grew up with. Hadn't seen him in 20 or 30 years, and he's standing there, and I started talking to him. He came to Brother Jay's funeral and got right with God, and he's been there ever since. Well, I didn't know it, but he was a big race guy. He loved racing. They have dirt track cars and all that kind of stuff. And he stayed on me about going to a race. And I be honest with you, I've just never been a race fan. I watch it on Sunday afternoon to help go to sleep. Somebody help me right there. You cut the NASCAR on, and I mean, it's just like, meow, meow, meow. And about that eighth lap, you in La La Land. Hey man, I've never seen the end of one of them things on TV. Well, he started pestering me about going to a race, and he called me one day and he said, "Preacher, I got a surprise." I said, "What is it?" He said, "I got tickets to the NASCAR race." I said, "I can't go, it's on Sunday." He said, "No, this is Saturday, and it's the nationwide race in Atlanta, and I got pit passes." I didn't have a clue what a pit pass was. He said, "We going down there where the cars are." So just to appease him, he just had God in church, and so I agreed to go. And I found out that's where they make rednecks. That's where they come from. Amen. I saw grown women in their 40s with a mullet. I'm telling you. I thought they have picked up Paulding County and moved it to the Atlanta Raceway. Amen. But anyhow, we went to that race and we got down into the pits. And when we got down into the pits, something happened. Well, actually, before we went under turn four to go into the pits, something happened that changed my life. You ever have one of them things that change your life? I mean, I'm talking about about face, turn around, change your life. We got there, the NASCAR guys, the Sprint Cup guys were qualifying. Y'all know what I'm talking about? How they time on that qualifying laps, that determines where they start on the race on Sunday. And we walk up on turn four, we're fixing to go under the tunnel and go into the pits, and there's a car coming out of turn two. And I'm watching him. I said, "Wait a minute, Stacy, I wanna video this." And that car come around turn two, and I get my camera on him. Boy, I got him in turn three, and he gets to turn four, and I'm following that car, and that thing says, "Whoa!" Woo! It was spiritual. Hair stood up on my neck about that high. All at once, in a split second, I'm a fan. Anything that loud and that fast has got to be of God. We got down in the pits, and them boys was coming out of the pits, the garages, and up to pit row, and I was standing right beside one of them, Brother Ken. I mean, as close as I am to this young lady right here. I could have touched the car. I didn't know what was coming. He fired that baby up. Now, it wasn't like cranking, you know. It went, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, good. Woo-hoo! I started shouting, man. I'm telling you, bro, I was fixing to give an altar call right there. I mean, the Holy Ghost done showed up, 800 horsepower, cranks up this close to you, and you can feel it rumbling down in your guts. Woo! I looked at that thing, I said, "Stacy, I want one." He said, "You've lost your mind." I said, "No, I can do this. My son works for Delta, and I fly for free, and they race on Saturday, and I could catch an early flight. I'd be home every Sunday morning. I want one of them cars." And my lifelong friend looked at me and said, "You're an idiot." He said, there's a lot more goes into driving NASCAR than showing up and jumping in a car. I said, well, tell me about it. And he started telling me, and it was one of them things I knew this would preach. I said, hang on, I got to find something to write on. And I walked over to this fellow and going to borrow his pen, and he is some hot shot. I forgot his name. He owns like 5 race teams or something like that. Anyway, I borrowed the dude's pen. I said, you got anything to write on? He said, no, I don't, sir. And I got to looking around. All I could find, y'all forgive me, was a Budweiser napkin. I started to keep that outline on that napkin, but I thought, no, I can't stick that in my Bible. I feel bad. I got that Budweiser napkin. He started telling me about what it took to get into a NASCAR race. And boy, I was writing that stuff down, tears rolling down my face. He said, preacher, calm down. He said, you getting a sermon, ain't you? I said, yeah, it might be a series. I don't know. But boy, I'm telling you, just tonight for a few minutes, and I want to preach to you on this thought. In the words of Dale Waltrip, boogity, 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 let's go racing. Boogity, 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 let's go racing. He started talking to me. I wanted that car so bad. He said, preacher, he said, that car right there, do you have any idea what kind of money? I said, no. He said, they spend $40,000 a race for tires. Somebody ain't got their head screwed on right. $40,000 a race for tires. He said, before you can ever drive, you've got to have a sponsor. I said, tell me what a sponsor is. He said, that's somebody with deep pockets who takes somebody with no pockets. He said, it takes somebody with all the means to take somebody with no means and put up the dough to put them in the race. And I thought, good God Almighty, I'm glad when I had no pockets. I'm glad when I had no means. There was a sponsor that came forth. Woohoo! And put me in the race. His name was Jesus Christ. Here's what he said. He said, preacher, when you get that sponsor, you are no longer your own. Let me say that again. He said, when that sponsor signs you, you sign the rights to your life away. Everything about your life becomes about his life and his product. I thought, my soul. That's kind of the way it was when I got my sponsor. When I signed on the dotted line, I'm glad I didn't sign, he signed. Amen. There's a new name written down in glory. Thank God it's mine. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Thank God we have a good sponsor tonight who can afford to put a little old country boy in the race. I have no merit to stand in this sacred desk tonight. I have done nothing to earn my way here. Oh, but I got a sponsor who went by bloody Calvary and Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed me white as snow. There was a car coming around there qualifying and it was Carl Edwards. Carl Edwards at the time, I don't know what he drives now, he drew the Aflac. Y'all know the duck? He drew the Aflac, drove the Aflac car. He's coming around. We're standing in the pits. He's coming out of turn 4. Stacy said, I'm gonna show you something about this sponsor. He said, tell me who's driving that car. He come by about 200 miles an hour and I said, Aflac. He said, that's right. He said, that car does say Carl Edwards on it. Right over the door, in letters about that long, it says Carl Edwards. But everything about that car doesn't scream Carl Edwards. Everything about that car screams Aflac. You can see that duck all the way around that track. What I'm trying to say is when we get born again, we're supposed to be more and more about Him and less. John said, I gotta decrease so He can increase. He said, soon as that sponsor takes you on, he said, he wraps your car. I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. He said, he wraps your car. I said, what are you talking about, wrap? He said, it's all them stickers on the car. Everything about that car screams that major sponsor. Amen. I'm glad when Jesus takes us. He can pull us out of the muck and out of the mire we is in. He can lift us up out of the filth of our sin and wrap us in the bloody blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad when He sees me. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. Thank God when He sees me. He sees the blood of the precious Lamb of God. Thank God I've been wrapped up in Jesus. Amen. He said you've got to have a sponsor, and then that sponsor wants to wrap you. And He wants to own you. You appear when He says appear. You sign autographs when He says sign autograph. He owns your life. I thought, my soul, this will preach. He said, then, preacher, you got to have a car. He said, you can't run in the race without a car. And He said, these ain't normal everyday cars. These are special cars. They're built to very specific dimensions and weight. He said, every one of them's the same. He said, the only difference is the stickers. Woo. Let me say, I'm glad I got a sponsor tonight, and His name's Jesus. I'm glad He's wrapped me in the bloody robe of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad He owns me and He directs my life, but I'm glad He gave me a car to put in the race, and that's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, it's supposed to be built to very specific rules and regulations and all that, and the only difference should be the name on the sign outside. Somebody ought to shout right there and say, thank God for the church. Amen. I'm a little worried. I don't want to tick anybody off, but I don't really care. I'm a little worried about this crowd. I'm driving through Dallas, and there's a big old billboard right as you come out of Dallas coming back this way on 61. There's a big old billboard there where there used to be the lumber place, Brother Rainey, when you went in. There's a church down in that hole right there now. And they got a big old billboard. Here's what it says. The Oasis. The Oasis. I thought that was a bar in the Garth Brooks song. Somebody help me right there. Hey man, let's go down to the Oasis. What is it? I got friends in low places. Amen. There's a bunch of them taking Baptist off their sign, and I ain't. Amen. I said I ain't. I said I ain't. I'm Baptist to the bone. I'm Baptist born, Baptist bred. I die, be Baptist dead. Now, I grant you, there's some Baptists I can't stand being in the same room with. There's some of them I wish would take Baptists off their side. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. I love the church. Let me say it again. I love the church. I think when we come to church, it ought to feel like church. It ought to look like church. I like pews, Brother Ken. I like pews. I like pulpits made out of wood. Showed up to preach at a church in Jacksonville, Florida. Is this on the internet? Well, showed up to preach at a church in Jacksonville, Florida. The Rochester, Scott Matthews got me roped into that thing. I walked in the door and the first thing I saw was that little glass lectern. I looked at Scott, I said, where am I? He said, it'll be all right. I said, no, it won't. I'll break that in the first 5 minutes. If I break it, you paying for it. Then the choir come out, and they all had on robes. I thought, I ain't home. But then that choir started singing, and the Holy Ghost showed up, and it's all right. And the little glass lectern made it through the service. But I like pulpits. I like steeples on our buildings. I like when people ride by, they go, that's church. They're building them now to look like anything but a church. And their advertisement is church for people who don't do church. If you don't do church, go somewhere else. I do church. Let me say it again, I do church. I do hymn singing. Amen. I like preaching, it's got some slobber in it. I like church. I like altar call. Amen. Thank God for the church. The Lord has given us a fine vehicle. One of these days we won't need it no more when He calls us out of here. He said, I'll never get to all this. He said, preacher, you got to have a sponsor. He said, He owns you and He wants to wrap you, make you look like Him. He said, you got to have a sponsor and you got to have a car. But then He said this, You gotta have a crew. You gotta have a crew. He said, you can't run this race all by yourself. You need some help. He said, you need somebody to change the tires. You need somebody to put in a little wedge here and there. You need somebody to get the bugs off the windshield. You can't run this race without a crew. We got too many solos in the ministry. Too many one-man shows. Thank God God put a good crew in my life. Are you listening? Old Lightning got in trouble when he thought he didn't need no crew. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you don't, you ain't got grandkids. I have watched Cars. I have it memorized. My oldest grandson, Hayden, when he was little, we'd watch Cars. He'd say, Papa, watch Cars. Okay. I'd put old Lightning in. He called him Speed. Let's watch Speed. I'd put old Speed in. He'd get to the end of the credits. He'd say, again, Papa, again. But old Lightning got in a mess when he thought he was a one-man show. And he thought it was all about him. I'm glad I realized tonight it ain't all about me. Hey man, my church ain't great because I'm great. My church is great because my God's great. And God sent some great people in my church. And they're there to help me and they're there to cheer me up. Thank God I got a good crew tonight. I got saved, got baptized at White Oak Springs. First thing I realized, God put a crew in my life. He sure did. I had a Sunday school teacher. I had some deacons that cared about me and loved me. I found out I had a crew chief. I had a good pastor. And sometimes he's that tall and that wide, Brother Earl Partain. He's my hero. Cornbread country is what he is. But he'd point that little old fat finger, Brother Rainey, and he'd preach on sin. Thank God for a man of God. Thank God for a man of God that opened this book and preached what thus saith the Lord. You can have that smiling Osteen crowd all you want. Thank God for the crew God has put in our life. We're standing down there in the pits and I'm looking around and they cranked. Another one of them called cranked. That's a word down here. Amen. It don't fly up in New York, but cranked is all right here. Amen. They cranked another car up. And we're standing there and I'm... Something sweet. The sweetest smell. I said, Stacy, what's that smell? He said, you ain't never smelled that before? I said, no. I said, smells good. He said, it's racing fuel. He said, you put pump gas in one of these cars and it won't even crank. He said, that's got more octane than you can shake a stick at. He said, that's racing fuel. It's very next door to jet fuel. He said, you can't get that at the BP or the QT. You can't get that at Shell or Exxon. It's special gas. I thought, good Lord, that's what's wrong with half my church. They out of gas. Amen. Hey, thank God we got some special gas. We got the Holy Ghost of God. But be not drunk with wine. Where's the next head? But be you filled with... Hey, I still believe in the Holy Ghost. He show up and scare most Baptists half to death. Thank God. I like it when he shows up. It's just like they fired them cars up. Hey, something sweet. Man, the Holy Spirit shows up and we start praising God. The Bible says it's incense. Yes, sir. And God's sitting in heaven going, yes, somebody in heaven said, what is that, Lord? He said, it's racing fuel. Amen. Thank God we ought to come to church. We ought to fall out in pit row down here and say, God, fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. God, I come in empty. I come in dragging. I come in barely coasting in out of gas. God, fill me with your Spirit again. We stand down there looking at them cars and listening to all that. And brother, I'm just in awe. All of a sudden, I looked up and there's a big booth setting up over one of these racing teams. They jacked this thing up. It's probably about 30 foot in the air. I don't know, somewhere. It looked like it'd be a cool deer stand. Do you camouflage that thing? Yeah, they just got in there and mashed a button. That thing went, wee. I said, boy, I like that. I could put my grandbabies in there. We could put some real tree camo on that. And say if it's brown, it's down. Hallelujah. Ain't no tree-hugging Peter people here tonight, is it? Amen. PETA, ain't that people eating tasty animals? Somebody asked me one time, said, would you shoot Bambi? I have. I'm talking about with spots on him. Little tenderloin about that big around. Looked like a sausage. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm preaching now. Amen. Anyway, I looked at that thing and we're standing there and there's a guy sitting up in that deer stand contraption looking thing. And he's got on a pair of headphones and them headphones has got a microphone coming down. I said, what's that guy do? He said, oh, y'all listen now. He said, that's the spotter. I said, a spotter? What's a spotter? He said, well, that spotter, he's talking to that driver all through the race. He said, that driver can't see him, but he has a special earpiece in his ear. He got a special earpiece in his ear. He said, you see, that driver can only see what's in front of him. But that spotter sets high and sees low. And he sees the whole race at the same time. He said, you see, there may be a wreck in turn four. And that driver's in turn two. And he can't see that wreck. But that spotter will speak to him and say, son, there's damage in turn four. But you can make it. Just go high. Just go high. Hallelujah. For a spotter in glory tonight. Hey, I can't see what's around the next curve. But I got a God who knows the end from the beginning. Woo! Hallelujah tonight. Thank God. I ain't never seen Him. But I know He's there. I've yet to lay eyes on Him. But He walks with me. And He talks with me. And He tells me that I am His own. Thank God for the Holy Ghost who spots our lives for us. Amen. You ever had the Holy Spirit say, hey, don't go in there? You ever wondered why your wife took so long to get ready? You get in the truck and head to church, and you pass that intersection, there's a bad wreck right there. I wonder sometimes when we cussing and fussing, if our spotter ain't looking ahead down the road. Woo! You say, preacher, I'm weary. I'm about ready to throw in the towel. No, all you can see is right here. But He's got His eyeball on the finish line. Don't give up, honey. Take courage tonight. Let the Holy Ghost speak peace in your heart. Thank God we have a spotter who can see a way when we think they ain't a way. Whole lot goes into running a NASCAR race. I'm going to give you several thoughts tonight and I'll be done. What time you want me done? We finally come out of pit row and we went and found our seats. We sat down, we're sitting right at the start finish line, but a little ways up. And we got there and we sat down and I seen another deer stand. Sure enough, it's right on the side of the track. And there's a guy climbing a ladder getting in that deer stand. I said, Stacy, what's that fella do? He said, that's the flag man. And he controls the race. He said, every driver, when they come out of turn four, they're looking to that flag man. For a few minutes tonight, I want to preach on these flags. I promise I ain't going to preach real long. I already have, ain't I? Amen. Amen. He got up there. They tried to give me earplugs when I got there. I thought, I don't need no earplugs. And they put them 40 drivers on the track. And they're following, God forgive them, they're following a pink Super Sport Camaro. It's a sin to paint a Camaro pink. Somebody help me right there. Nope, Camaros are black and red. Even yellow with them black stripes is all right, but not pink. They follow in this hot pink Camaro. He said, that's the pace car. He said, they can't come around that pace car. And they made around that track a few times, you know. And old Stacy gouged me. He said, sure you don't want these earplugs? I said, no, it's good. About the time that pace car peeled off, and here they went. Son, them 40 drivers showered down on them 800 horsepower. 800 horsepower times 40. I ain't real good with math, but that's bad to the bone where I come from.
Son, they come by us. I said, give me them earplugs. But they, that face car peeled off and went into pit row, and that guy in that deer stand, Brother Ken, he leaned up like that right there, and he had a green flag, and he waved that flag. You know what that flag said? That flag told every driver in that race, go, 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 go. Hey, you've been behind the pace car. You've been running slow. You've done all the preparation. Now go. Hey, child of God, the very first flag of our Christian race is go. Hey, you've been saved. You've been baptized. You're born again. Get off your blessed assurance and let's go do something to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go. Go. I believe church goes beyond them doors. Amen. I believe church goes beyond them doors. I believe the church goes out in the street and the highways and the hedges. Jesus said, go and compel them to come that my house might be filled. We need some folks that will get up and do something for the honor and the glory of God. Somebody said, you go too much, preacher. I said, really? They said, yeah, we're worried you're going to burn yourself out. I've been doing this 22 years. Been pastoring the same church 21. I'm 49. I'll be 50 next month. Got my fifth grandbaby on the way. You'd have think if I was going to burn out, it'd have done happen. But I got... I'm sweating like Paris Hilton doing a crossword puzzle, son. It's hot. But I got to thinking about that thing of burning out. And I thought, ain't that the idea? Yes. Ain't that the idea? I don't want Jesus to come and find out I had something left. I want to give Him all I got. Amen. But you know what a candle has to do to give light? It has to die. Yeah. The whole time it's giving light, it's getting littler and littler and littler and littler. Yeah. Go. That green flag in our Christian life, it says go. Where should I go? Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Support missions. Amen. If you ain't got a bus ministry, give some money to a church who does. Hallelujah. Sure. Amen. Hey, we ought to go. Yeah. We ought to go. Thank God. A preacher asked me last year, said, would you go to Africa with me? I said, no. He said, that was quick. I said, I've thunk about it before. I ain't lost nothing over there. Well, don't you believe in missions? I said, I sure do. That's why I write a check to missions every Sunday morning. Yes, sir. I ain't going to Africa. I'll pay somebody else to go. Yeah. Amen. I don't care nothing about eating no monkey meat. Not for one second. I ain't lost nothing over there in Africa. And I'll pray somebody go over there and preach to it. Yeah. Amen. I'm for going. Yes, hallelujah. I'm for going. That green flag says go. There's a time. Listen, man, sitting in them stands, I am not a good spectator. If I go to watch anything, I want to do it. Except professional football. I'm too big. I'm afraid I'd hurt one of them boys. Amen. Man, the whole time them cars are wrong around that track, boy, I'm like, ooh, I want to do it. Stacy said, you can. I said, what? He said, yeah. You can come down here and do the Richard Petty driving experience. Don't you think for a second I ain't going to do it. Oh, yes. In a heartbeat, I want to go. I want to go. I remember being a young Christian at White Oak Springs and sitting on the front row right there where old Robbie's at. Old little brother Earl be up there just preaching his heart out. And there's something inside me saying, I want to do it. I want to do that. I want to do something for God. Thank God He put a desire in my heart to get up and go. Wasn't long as a wreck in that race. That guy in that deer stand leaned up and he had a yellow flag. He began to wave that yellow flag. You know what he was saying? There's trouble up ahead, boys. That green flag said go. That yellow flag said slow. Easy, slow down. There's problem. There's times in our Christian life, I know we're supposed to run and we're supposed to go. And sometimes we just need to slow down. We just need to slow down. I've watched pastors over the year handle things too hurriedly. Instead of letting God move and letting God work. Oh, if I could have learned that as a young preacher. I run some good people off. Run some good people off. Would to God I had them back.
Amen. Some of them ain't even in church anymore. All because of a young preacher who was so full of himself and so full of zeal. Hey, just cut it off. I cut their heads off. Now you just... Boy, I wish I'd learned. Just slow down a little bit. Let God do what God wants to do. Let me tell you something about this race. Jesus said, in this life ye shall have tribulation. Hey, there's trouble up ahead, Brother Jerry. There's wrecks in life everywhere I turn. There's Brother Ricky Bice. Bless your heart. Good to see you. These wrecks all over this thing. Every now and then we just need to slow down. Take it one step at a time. There's some curves coming your way. Some of you young people. There's some curves that you're not prepared to handle. There's some things going to happen in front of you that's not even your fault. But it still destroy your life. Are you listening? Preacher was talking about it tonight. What was his name? The bastard son. What was his name? Peres. Wasn't his fault.
No.
But tragedy come.
Sure.
I grew up in a broken home. Yeah. It wasn't my fault.
No.
But I had to live it.
Yes,
there's times we just need to slow down.
Yeah.
Every now and then the preacher may get in the pulpit on a Sunday night. If I ever have to do stuff, I do it on Sunday night and deal with a serious or preach in a serious manner, a serious situation. Maybe every now and then the man of God's waving the yellow flag and saying, we need to slow down right here a minute. We need to think about things a little bit. Oh, we're building this building. We're going to build this out over here. But let's not get all our focus on the building. Let's keep our eyes on the prize, the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every now and then we might just need to back off a little bit. Amen. Get our hearts in motion before our mouth ever gets started. Amen. My papa told me when I was a boy, I thought till I was 12, I thought my name was Shut Up Boy. Or Hush Boy. Amen. Papa always said, son, God give you two ears and one mouth. That means you're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk. Amen. Every now and then we just need to slow down. Caution comes our way. Go easy. Allow God time to work. Allow God time to move. We're sitting up there and I'm noticing, I'm thinking this fella's in first place. There's a big tower out there and it's got all the cars' numbers and what place they're in. I said, Stacy, it says somebody else is in first place. That car right there, he's out in front of everybody else. He said, he ain't in first place. He said, they done lapped him. He said, he's beyond last place. He said, he's got to go all the way around the track, pass every one of these guys to be in first place. Well, we're talking about that guy, and that guy in that deer stand get this blue flag with a yellow stripe on it. And that guy is coming down through there, and he starts waving that flag at him. It's the passing flag. And it says, grow. That green flag said go. That yellow flag said slow. That passing flag said grow. In other words, what he's telling that driver, preacher, is get out of the way. You got the same car everybody else has got. You got the same gas. You got just as rich a sponsor. You ought to be running better than you're running. Now, you ever just feel like everybody just won, 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 just passing you by? Sometimes we need to grow. We're living in a day when churches are so shallow. Amen. If Bible knowledge was dynamite, they couldn't blow their nose. Are you listening? The most famous preacher in America back during the election, the most famous preacher in our country was asked what he thought about Mitt Romney. You know what he said? He said, I think he's a fine Christian. CNN looked Joel Osteen dead in the face and said, but isn't he a Mormon? And here's what the most famous preacher in America said. Well, anybody who believes in Jesus is a good Christian. I thought you red-headed, howdy-doody moron. Yeah, they believe in Jesus. They believe He's the devil's brother. How can you be so famous and so stupid all at the same time? I wanted to get that growing flag and say, go home, boy, and get you a little learning, son. Amen. Ain't no Mormon a good Christian. If they don't get saved, they'll bust hell wide open. Jesus wasn't a good man. He was God in the flesh. Every now and then, we ought to grow up a little bit. Hey, if you'd grow a little bit, you wouldn't get your feelings hurt every time you read Facebook. Heard a preacher the other day said he's going to start his own social media. Yeah, going to start his own. He is going to combine Facebook and Twitter and MySpace or YouTube and call it YouTwitface. Amen. Amen. Honest for the Lord. Half of problems I deal with in church is born on Facebook. People who ain't got guts enough to say what they think hide in secret and let your fingers do the walking. I pray it blows up. Amen. Y'all know what I'd do if I was a geek? And I ain't got a geek bone in my body. But if I was a geek, I'd give that thing one of them, I'd give it Ebola. Ain't a computer ever seen a virus like what I'd put on that thing. Amen. Every time you open Facebook, your computer starts smoking. People in church get tore up over the least little thing. Amen. If somebody's talking about you, praise the Lord, they're giving somebody else a break. Amen. Lady called me one day and said, Preacher, I think you ought to know. Everything you think I ought to know, I don't want to know. She said the Villa Rica blog. A blog? I said, what you talking about a blog? What's a blog? She said, everybody comments on it. I said, what are they commenting about? She said, you. And here's what they're saying. If you got on blue jeans, Happy Valley won't let you in the door. If you got a tattoo, you're not welcome. And I'm like, I wanted to get on there and respond so bad, but I didn't. You know what I thought when I looked at that, Brother Rainey? It's apparent they never been to our church. I got grandmas wearing tattoos. Amen. Amen. That one woman had a tattoo on her back as a big old buzzard. I said, what's that on your back, sis? She said, well, when I was in my 30s, it was a butterfly. Amen. Amen. I heard old Limbaugh say one time, he said, I was just wondering, do butterflies get tattoos of skanks on their back? I worry about that. Hey, they more than welcome. I got guys with tattoos running up and down their neck. Thank God we'll take them any way they come. I ain't letting no blog bother me. I'm going to keep preaching. I got you a blog. There it is right there. Amen. I worry about some of them women. They going to get old one day. Them tattoos is going south. I can just hear a little old 2-year-old grandson say, Mama! What is that? That's going to get me one. I seen one. It's the only tattoo I ever seen. I liked it. It was barbed wire. Right there around his bicep. And on each side of barbed wire had deer tracks. I won't get one of them, what they call them, henna ones that it wash off. But I got to looking at it, and on that right there I could get one barb. I might have to get a tattoo electric fence wire around my arm. Amen. That green flag said, go. That yellow flag said, slow. That blue flag with a yellow stripe is a passing flag, and it said, grow. But then there's another flag. That old guy leaned up in that deer stand, and here's what he did. He rolled that black flag up. He didn't wave it. But there's a fella out there, his back fender was a dragging the ground and sparks was flying out from under that car. And he come by that flagman and he rolled that flag up and he pointed it at that driver. I said, what's that mean, Stacy? He said, that's a black flag. And it says, whoa. It means you've got one lap to get off the track or you out of the race. And like that driver he pointed it at, the fellow wasn't doing nothing wrong, but he had problems with his car that he couldn't see. And the guy said, you got one lap to get that car off the track and get it in the pits. You can keep driving. You can keep running round and round and round after your black flag. You can just keep going and going and going and going. You can win the race, but you don't win. You're no longer in the race. Breaks my heart. Some preachers that are so close and dear to me have been pulled out of the race. Some of them are out of the race, but they're still running. But it ain't counting for nothing. What that black flag says, it says, whoa. Stop where you are. Get to pit row and get it taken care of. That's why we have altar calls, Brother Ken. This is pit row right here tonight. Maybe the Holy Spirit is black flagging you, saying you need to stop where you are right now. Don't go any further. Get in the altar. Get to pit row. Get the thing fixed. And I'll put you back in the race again. Thank God we got a God who loves us enough that He'll fix us and He'll correct us. Hallelujah. I seen them black flag them cars, pull them to pit row, and they get in there. They'll get a guy up under it with a sledgehammer beating. Bam! Bam! You ever feel like the Holy Spirit's just beating your head in? They'll get up there and they'll beat that fender back off that tire. They'll get a roll of duct tape and start taping that thing together. And they'll slap a trunk of that car and say, now go. Get back in the race. Quit thinking every time Brother Ken gets in the pulpit, he's preaching to somebody else. Oh, I wish so-and-so would have been here tonight. You reckon God's so blind and dumb He don't know who's going to be in the church house before we ever get here on Saturday night when He's dealing with the preacher's heart? God knows exactly who's going to be here on Sunday morning, and He knows exactly what you need. If that black flag comes your way, that means it's for you. Brother Ricky, I've had it pointed at me. I grew up under Charles Williams preaching. That man had a finger. He's in heaven now. Hallelujah. He had a finger to reach from the pulpit to the very back row where I was playing hangman. Right down in your face. He called me out one night with his preaching. Brother Randy, you might remember that. He said, Eddie White, if you open your mouth one more time, people can't handle that stuff no more. He reached up on the pulpit and pulled out a big old cloth diaper. He said, you open your mouth one more time, I'm going to set you right here by me on this platform. I'm going to put this diaper on you. Well, I'm the son of Sandra White. I got a mouth that can't quit. It wasn't 5 minutes. I was back there. He said, hey, boy, come here. Got up there. He put that diaper on me, set me right there. I sat there and grinned the whole service. Thank God for preaching that'll get in the pew with you. Thank God for a man of God who'll rear back and even preach against sin. That don't happen no more. Hey, thank God we got somebody who cares enough about us to help us get fixed and get back in the race. I'm near about done. That green flag said go. That yellow flag said slow. That blue and yellow flag said grow. That black flag said whoa. But this is a flag, I believe, being waved at the church today. It's a white flag. And it simply says one mo. That's on the last lap of the race. Those drivers have given everything they've got. They're almost out of gas. They're running on fumes. They've dropped two cylinders from their engine. The car's being held together by duct tape every bit. They're almost to the point of dehydration, needing the IV fluids give to them. But when they see that white flag, Brother Ken, there's something inside their heart. They'll step on that gas. They'll give it everything they got. That flagman jumps out there and says, one more. Just one more, boys. One more time. Give it all you got. This is the last
last of the race. This is the last opportunity. This is the last chance. Gas it! They sit on the last lap, they'll put their grandma in the wall. I believe in heaven tonight. Somebody saying, one more, Brother Ken. One more. One more. Give it all you got one more time. This is it. This is the last chance we got. Hey, I've been watching the news. I ain't worried a bit about old ISIS. I got a Glock. And a Ruger. And a Browning. And a Mossberg. I believe I'm on the last lap of this race. I'm not watching for the war. I'm listening for the trumpet. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm waiting on the Savior to say one more time, son. Just give it all you got. Hey, preach your lungs out. There's a world dying and going to hell. Hey, these are the last days we're living in. It's not time to slow down. It's not time to give in. It's not time to give up. It's time to gas it. One more. So I don't know if I can keep on. Can you do one more? One more. Before I walk out of my office, every Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night, if I'm home during the week, before I walk out of that office, you know what I ask God for every time? One more. God, let me do this one more time. God, if this is the last time I ever get to do it, let me do it. Let me do it one more time. I prayed on the way over here tonight, Lord. Lord, I love Brother Ken. He's a help to our church. And he's my friend. God, let me do it one more time. Let me help his people. Let me help his church. God, let us do it one more time. That green flag said go. That yellow flag said slow. That blue and yellow flag, it said grow. That black flag, it said whoa. That white flag, it said one more. Then there's the last flag of the race. And it's the checkered flag. And it simply says the show. The race is over, boys. That spotter speaks for the last time. Come on in, son. Come on in, son. I'll meet you. Come on in, son. I'm waiting on you in victory lane. And that voice that he's heard for all them 500 miles, for all them laps, that spotter that said, go high, go low, don't give up, you can make it. That one that he's been hearing in the ear, Brother Robbie, he's going to victory lane and go look him eyeball to eyeball. And he's going to say, thank you for talking me through the race. Thank you for all the help along the way. One of these days, we are going to see Him face to face. And I believe what the old song says, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, what a day that will be. And I believe that day is coming soon. Amen. I'm so sure of heaven. I'm so sure that part of me is already there. We're seated together in heavenly places. Let's go racing. Let's go racing. I don't know how many laps we got. But I got a feeling we're on that last one. I believe we're on the last mile of the race. We're tired. We're weary. But victory's at hand. Paul said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. What I like about this race, it's unlike NASCAR. Everybody who crosses the finish line wins. Everybody who crosses the finish line wins. We got little bus kids. Don't know who their daddy is. Got a little boy stops me every Sunday. Daddy, preacher, pray for my daddy. He's in prison. They live in some of the awfulest mess you could ever imagine.
I'm glad they're going to get to win. I'm glad they get to heaven, they ain't going to be second-class citizens. I'm glad in heaven there ain't no projects. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, that little bus kid. Don't get a mansion just like the preacher man. Thanks be unto God. Hey, this race is worth running. Let's stand our feet tonight. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing. Brother Ken, you come.